You're listening to the Farmyard Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Farmyard. It's a movement, have you heard? And our Patreon supporters.
Episode 8, Rant on Grass. No more excuses, you're just one seed away.
Linda Borgi here from Farmyard. It's a movement, have you heard? Well, it is Saturday. It's a Saturday evening around 6:30. And I've just gotten back, well, I got back about a week ago from a round trip from Beaufort, South Carolina, up as far as Walker Valley, New York, and back again. And this trip was a lot different than any other trip that I've taken. This time round, I was really disappointed in the amount of grass that was growing. If I wanted to see food growing anywhere, I really had to search high and wide. Really got me thinking about why aren't individuals digging up their grass and planting food? What is stopping them from doing that? Now, I'm sure there's a list of things. Not every two people are the same, right? But let's talk about some of those things that would stop someone. Well, first, I would think that it would be because they didn't have any knowledge. They didn't know, you know, the first thing about how to do that. Like, how do you go from, here's a lawn. I know how to do a lawn because I'm taught how to do a lawn by large corporations like Lowe's and Home Depot and Scott's Turf Builder. I'm taught how to do a lawn. You know, you put down the stuff and then you get gas and you buy a ride-on lawnmower or a gas-powered mower and you mow it and you mow it. So I know how to do that, but no one taught me how to grow any food. Okay, so that might be one deterrent. I could understand that. Let's talk about what some of the other things that might be barriers, right? Barriers that would stop you from doing that. Okay, another barrier would be that you don't have anywhere to do that. You live in an apartment. How the heck are you supposed to grow food if you don't even have a little plot of land that you could call your own? You know, that would definitely be a deterrent. I would understand that that would be a deterrent as well. Or here's another one. You don't have enough time as it is right now, let alone start growing your family's corn, right? Okay, so I understand all of those things, but I know that there's a flip side to each and every one of them, and I would like to go over some of that that's on the flip side. Let's take the very first item on the agenda, right? You don't know anything about how to do that. I mean, like we said before, you know how to take care of a lawn, but when it comes to growing food, you have a zero knowledge. Okay, number one, my son, in his infinite wisdom, taught me the greatest lesson that man could learn at this stage of the game, right? No matter what I would ask him, he would say to me, Google it, Ma. And then I would Google it, and then I'd get the answer. And then I'd have another question. I'd go back to him, he'd say the same thing. Google it. Google it. Google it. Well, I'm going to tell you that anything you want to know about growing anything anywhere in the world at any time, you can Google it. It may be overwhelming the amount of information that you can get on the internet about growing food, but you can Google it. And you could join different communities that are doing the same thing, like the Farmyard Community Movement Facebook page. Yep. That's where we have conversations with one another, where we show off the size of our zucchini plants, you know, and we really learn from each other. Because if you don't have these skills in order to grow the food, how can we expect you to grow the food, right? Well, that's what Farmyard's all about, you know. To help you get those skills, to show you what those skills are, to make you go from where you are, knowing nothing, zero, zilch, right? to success right from the get-go. You know, I come from a background of business. I mean, in my family, I'm from the Borghese family. That's royalty in Italy. Ha 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 ha. And the majority of my brothers and sisters are famous fine art dealers. Yeah. No one taught me how anything about a tomato plant. Boy, I learned the hard way. I learned from the school of hard knocks. Yeah. But look at me. I'm here talking to you about it today. I'm here wanting to give you all those skills that I acquired while going to that school of hard knocks. So there you go. You actually can get the information that you need in some way, shape, or form, right? You can get the information necessary. Okay, let's take barrier number two. You live in an apartment. You have a zero plot of land that you can call your own. How on God's green planet can I expect you to grow any type of food, period? Well, number one, most apartments have windowsills and with a little 4-inch pot, you know, if you use parsley. So, you know, tend to a little parsley plant on that windowsill. Or put in a few cloves of garlic and grow yourself a nice 4-inch pot, couple of 4-inch pots of green garlic. Yep, very powerful, very strong green garlic is. Yep. Okay, so that's one way you could do it. Another way is, not sure if you're aware, in our country, we have 48.5 million acres of turf grass. It's the largest cultivated crop in the nation. So I am positive that someone in your neighborhood who has a plot of land, front yard, backyard, side yard, who would rather not mow that plot of land, would rather get, you know, a portion of the harvest every week, would let you go ahead and farm that yard. You see, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to own it in order to grow it. You do have to have arrangements and you want to go through proper channels to make sure that you'll have it for a period of time, that it makes it effective for you, right? With the amount of time you'll put in to build that soil, to grow the soil, that you'll get enough food out of it for enough number of years, right? To make it worth your while. Plenty of that going on in the country. Plenty of that type of activity. Uh-huh. Yeah. And the last barrier was that you just didn't have any time. Well, you are spending time getting in your car, driving to the store, getting out of your car, getting a cart, putting your food in the cart, paying for it, putting it back in the car, putting it in the refrigerator. You know, you actually will be saving yourself not only time, but money, even if you just grew some lettuce right outside your kitchen door. Really not a lot of effort to grow some greens. It really isn't a lot of work to grow some greens. And the benefit is tremendous to go out there with a scissor and cut it up and stick it in a bowl and prepare it for your family or for yourself for a delicious meal fresh from the earth. It's different. That food is different. It has a life force. Yeah. It's still vibrating. It really is. And until you do it, you won't be able to really experience it. Right? So I know that when I started motivating individuals to farm their yard about 11 years ago, we had 40 million acres of turf grass. And now that statistic is at 48.5 million acres of turf grass. Not doing a very good job. Going in the wrong direction. So what is a small action step that you could take and you could take right now? Well, a small action step is you could put your fingers on a 3-foot by 3-foot plot of land and grow something. May it be a tomato plant, may it be eggplant, peppers, lettuce, kale, cucumbers. May it be something that you totally enjoy eating. And just do that 3-foot by 3-foot plot of land just for you. Yep. Photograph it. Remember it. It'll grow. And then before you know it, that 3-foot, that by 3-foot will be a lot larger and you will be taking a lot more responsibility for the food that you're consuming. It really is the time to take back our power in the area of our food source. 30 years ago, when I started talking about, you know, how we were losing varieties of seed and genetic modification and bovine growth hormone, all of those years, right, have brought us to where we are today, and we really have to do something. Have to take control of our food. We can't be living in Beaufort, South Carolina, and expect our bodies to function on a very high level if we are consuming onions that were grown in Peru. Peru is very far away from Beaufort, South Carolina. How could that region know what my body needs here in this region when all it takes is maybe 15 minutes to plant up a small plot of onions? My goodness, doesn't take much time or effort. But your body will benefit tremendously when you start eating the food that you're growing. Because not only because you're growing it, but because it's growing and you're eating regionally. You know, when I lived in the Northeast and I was urban farming in the Northeast for 11 years, I always was amazed to see watermelon in the supermarket in February. I would say to myself, does anybody really think their body is going to respond very well by eating this summer fruit in the depths of winter? It's confusing. It was confusing to my eyeballs. So let alone, could you imagine how confusing it is to the body? Kooky, right? Well, so there's my rant. Let's move the grass meter backwards. Let's move the grass meter backwards. Let's create a tsunami of zucchini. Let's do this. Let's get our will into action. Action step. 3-foot by 3-foot. Do you think we could do it, folks? I know we can do it. I am certain that we can do it. But I'm not sure when we're going to begin. Let this be the beginning. I'll catch you on the flip side. And until then, go farm your yard.
Next on the Farmyard Podcast, Linda Borgi interviews Diana Pieri, real estate broker turned yard farmer. This podcast is community supported. We thank everyone for tuning in, and a special thank you goes out to all our Patreon supporters. If you enjoy our content, please subscribe and share. You can help support us through Farmyard, all one word, on patreon.com.